Secretary of Agriculture who is considered to be sort of the farmer to every time we help an arms in that respect. Discussion with Secretary of Agriculture, this is the reading. It's a couple, it sure seems to me that it's confusing. I don't think we're gaining reorganization, which we presently may be losing. People which not enthusiastic enough about finance questions or others. I think we just aren't all that turned on by reorganization. They are turned on, especially the person. Well, we would work on compromise on the reorganization thing. Agriculture is basically retained, you know what I mean?
What do you do with labor?
Oh, we don't give shit about that. They're different. You see what I mean is agriculture. You can put them all together, all the other departmental changes you need. And just try to give it some thought. You're not an asset. You've got to have our people get off the hook. Department of Natural Resources and kind of that successor. But the way that's currently watering down, it looks like an interior. Concerned about this or something. I want to ignore it. I want to start looking into it. I don't give around anything else. I mean, labor, commerce, neighborhood, transportation, all those things. I mean, there's no constituency there that's worth a strong, constituency with every guy that
See, business doesn't look at commerce. This is too broad a thing anyway.
It isn't a smart economy.
Now, what is there to look at?
Transportation, department, ATW, you can break it up, otherwise, it's going to get all the problems in that work because ATW is scattered around.
Yeah,
but generally, the reorganizations for ATW into the transportation business and commerce and labor did not bother me. Labor for the reason that, whereas labor is a constituency, business doesn't give a damn. Because they know the Department of Commerce doesn't help them any. Labor doesn't give a damn. Labor does give a damn. But we don't have them anyway. We're going to get labor guys for other reasons. But the farmers are our constituency. And it's there because, and also I think it's going to be the kind of support that we're going to have in order to have any chance of wheeling. See, there are too many senators from farm states, too many congressmen, political standpoint, or somebody will not buy this thing. We ought to develop a fallback position. And we would negotiate it very soon. You know, and get the issue out of the way. I think we wish to get Irvin's crew to work on it for shops or available or things. Go to contact with each other and so on. It's cold politics. We just got to go and see what I have in mind. You know, since you last show you how much activity we've been in since you last pulled on Monday. Actually, we've done at the ASME, which had enormous coverage. We have the DAR, which had very good coverage. The Division of the Cats and Dogs. So here you are. And then, of course, we have the China thing, which Good Economic News on Friday of last week. All those things. This is a good indication of the problem. Now, there's another thing I've said. Maybe that some of that did a little good, some good on the ground. The war thing is, you know, shifts that much. And the U.S. approved doesn't shift. All of them, the other hand, at 51, we've had a disapproval of the war. That's what it dropped to right after we got into the wind blocks, right? That's when disapproval of the war shifted.
Yeah.
Of course, as you pointed out, that's a volatile number. It has been for a long time.
Well, that's what it is.
February. What was it? 41 to 47. That's about what it is now. That's right after Laos. But it was before that.
We didn't do one before that.
Oh, but Gallup did, well, but it was his.
Bounce was before that was last August was 5532.
Approved. 5532, that was even before the nation. Huh? Go back again, you had some strange numbers in the gallons, and you know, shifted so drastically for no reason.
Yeah. Remember, that was the interesting thing. Gallup was up to January of 17.
Yeah.
Gallup was 65.24.
That's November 3rd.
And then it was 64.25. Held through December and January.
Right.
Then in February it started down, 53.32.
Right.
March 47.43.
Right.
April 46.41.
Right. That was just before Cambodia.
Then May, after Cambodia, it soared back up, 53.37. The last time they did it was 55.32. It was still up there. Still the post-Cambodian.
Right.
Thing.
Also, we just got the July 1st thing, too.
And then the next time they did it was February when it went down 41.46.
Did you reckon something where it was 45, 42 or something? Well, no, an earlier time.
Well, it would have been down way back at the beginning. It was April of 69. It was 44.24.
Further, I mean, there was a very close one in that year, in 69, I think.
45.40 in September of 69.
Yeah, just before the riot season. Mm-hmm. What was it, 45? What?
45.40. Yeah. Still approval, but it was getting close.
Yeah.
Down to 58.32 in October.
That was the riots.
It was the riots before this.
But that's the riots helping us see.
Then November it was 64.25. That was the siege. I stayed there 65.24.
It shifted in terms of events. It does show, demonstrate again, with all our efforts, as I said. Why don't you take a slug at it?
The other thing I was wondering is whether the falling on their coverage of the veterans thing. It's just, see, you got the demonstration tomorrow, it's going to dominate the news anyway. If the vice president came on, he would tend to override some of that. And make the Saturday TV and the Sunday papers, and get in with the demonstration story. Hitting the charge hard, or young. That might be better, just to let the story ride, and then when we get a better shot. You could do it on Sunday, or make them and dominate the Monday paper. Why even make TV?
We don't do that on the paper.
Monday.
We don't have to be in there.
Do it Monday.
Do it Monday after the media has covered this, both events. Greatest bias coverage of this, right?
See, you can hardly knock them covering the demonstration on Saturday, but you sure can knock them on the coverage they've given the veterans.
Well, why don't you get the case made up, give it to me. I really think it's well to let him take a crack at it if he wants to. I don't think it's going to hurt him. I mean, there is going to be part of it, of course. They're going to hurt us, do they? Let's make the media the issue. See, rather than the war. So by Monday, you can also get some ideas of how they figure some crowd size. You know, they will exaggerate some of it.
Correct.
In other words, go back through the line. How many minutes they've given night after night for this many people? And they come out here. Others have been in the islands, you know, and everybody from the building trades and the commanders of the various veterans organizations have been in representing millions of Americans. Come up with it. Except 1 minute. They can say 1 lonely minute for the VFW representing a million of Americans. Is cracking the best they can, I mean. But
yeah.
How are they doing that? The calls, the letters, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the closest weighing the possibility of talking to the network presidents again on the same basis we talked before, and just saying, with no threatening tone at all, that they just doesn't understand. And asking the honest question, if there were 1,000 veterans out in the mall playing in support of the president's policies on the war, would they have given them this much coverage?
Or will they
if they had come? Can they be assured when they're talking about coming, but they've asked, can they be assured of the same kind of coverage?
They have given them better support or say that they want to bring 1,000, they want to bring 1,000. And will you promise
that's
people?
Worth doing, that's just as good as having them.
That's right.
And give the next right.
We'll
say that.
We will say, will you give them equal coverage? And then say, look, you've given this much and this much. Will you give them equal coverage? Will you pledge that? Fair coverage,
So they want to become, but they've been informed by the networks that they will not be provided with coverage.
That gives something for the vice president to say. Get Colson on that today.
Yeah.
Just go to the...
Haley called him today, sucking around about something, so he can
argue right.
With Haley.
All right, Pat.
And he can just hit
right.
Sarnoff and Golden's.
Right. I think that's good. I play the media battle all the time.
Or maybe he should have Al Shandy call. And then when they don't answer his call, Chuck could call and say, Al Shandy's been in here. He said he's been trying to reach you and can't get through. He's here with me now. I'd like you to talk to him. And just hand him the phone. And then just say,
no, I wouldn't have Shandy call. I'd get him on the phone and say, look, I've got here the head of the rainwater asked, what can I do? Let that rainwater go. He said, I've got the chief of rainwater here. He's a Democrat, too. That's another good thing. He's and just wondered, will you provide the coverage? And without putting him on the phone, he says, I'm sitting here with the VFW, and he's asked this question. Okay, let's get at that. That's a good one. Let me say, I'm not discouraged by this kind of thing. This, I think it's expected. If you put this sort of thing on night after night, it's the way that the network works are so selective in there, they put on the attractive guys rather than the unattractive ones. They're pretty kind of selective, don't they? Sure, there are a lot of terrible looking, scruffy people, but that
Somewhat, yeah.
They try. They have veterans. Just they had enough rock for, you know, Grand Street area.
Who won?
It was a draw. To sum it up, Mr. President, they've, to all practical purposes, given in on the assault thing. They've come back with a letter from Kosygin, and they're willing to have the exchange of letters published. Up to now, they wanted it secret. There's still one point which I will raise in a minute. On the summit, they reaffirmed the invitation, and they wanted in September. I mean, they agreed with us that it was in September. They do not want an announcement now. They say there has to be some progress in Berlin. They can never explain it to the Politburo. And I, when he said that, I blew my top. I mean, deliberately. I said, no. I said, you're making a terrible mistake. I said, if we had a goal, then the president, who never plays for little stakes, would recognize that it has to fit into this framework. If you're trying to hold him up with Berlin as a means to get to the summit, you don't understand him. I'm not even sure he'll let me continue talking to you on Berlin under these circumstances. I thought this was the only way of doing it, because we really cannot promise to be able to deliver on Berlin. I mean, the Germans have screwed it up to such a fairly well that they may not be prepared to yield anything. I'm seeing Bob this weekend. He's up there. I'll have a better estimate at the Woodstock conference. My estimate is, oh, he was really... Then he started explaining, oh, they're enthusiastic. Don't you realize what a tremendous thing it is for us, first American president in the Soviet Union? But we had four new members in the Politburo. I try. He said, you have only one man to convince. I had to talk to all 15. He said, to sell this was almost impossible. That I even believe. Because on this one, they have yielded 98%. They practically accepted our positions on the assault. They're giving us a hell of a lot more than...
What is that? Well, that's where we start from here. What about the sole position? What's the timing?
Well, that we can settle next week. We could publish the exchange of letters within a week.
Maybe it's better to publish the exchange of letters than have a press conference.
Well, now the only point is this, Mr. President, what they want, the only disputed point, there are some other mistakes which I'll explain to you in a minute, but the disputed point is on the limitation Moscow against Washington, which will drive Scoop Jackson right up a wall. And on the other hand, O'Brien says that it is almost impossible to explain to their military that we can protect our missiles and they have to protect their population. Well, I told him, well, they have 500 missiles protected by their Moscow system.
Yeah.
Well, he denies that. So what I could propose to him on Monday is that they take out that one sentence which limits it to that, and that we throw that to the negotiators with the understanding that if they can't settle it, we'll just have to yield, if that's what you want. I think if they freeze their offensive weapons, that's the big thing. If they freeze their offensive weapons, which they've agreed to do in this, then we can be... then we can agree to this. Then we can agree to this. If they don't freeze their offensive weapons, it's the dead truth.
Well, let me ask you this. The main thing is the question right now is the timing. Some have become more close.
Well, we can get this done within a week. Well, if we accept this letter, the trouble with accepting this letter is that we just beat the bureaucracy silly to move from the Washington position to the safeguard position. And for us suddenly to reverse ourselves is gonna, so they have to make it possible, they have to give us 3 or 4 weeks.
You get back to me now then in terms of, let's just leave that to the negotiators.
My suggestion to him would be, let's leave that to the negotiators. And I'll give him a private undertaking that after a few weeks you look at this. I'll say if they agree to have a freeze on January 1st, then we'll agree to the NCA.
But do not indicate what the situation is on the other. That's something that we will privately undertake.
That's right.
In the public statement.
Exactly.
And that's the public statement, right?
Exactly. And I'll tell
you. Why don't you get back to it now, though? It's time to the essence here now. You understand we have a little bit of a problem in terms of
all right.
What benefit it is, but the benefit of this is always much as you know, not worth a damn. But the point is that in terms of our public relations, we can use something like this at this time. I don't want to do anything wrong with public relations reasons, but I don't want to horse around and put it out 3 weeks from now and it doesn't make a goddamn difference.
Right.
See my point?
Right.
That's the way. You can work the thing out.
I'll call him. I think
you can call him. Say, all right, we've talked about it, and I suggested a formula. Why don't you put it that way? I suggested a formula whereby we would give you a private undertaking on this. Keep it out of the. Let's not get specific in terms of the Moscow Washington.
Right.
I can answer right away. Now, how would it work though in the terms of exchange of letters and so forth? How do we explain that to everybody?
Bill is luckily out of the city next week.
I just say he's...
So you just decided...
I just decided...
That you had to make some...
Well, I'll say the Greenan came back.
You said the Greenan came back and you decided this was a good time. Your instinct told you to make a move.
That's right.
And that...
That's right. See, I think it's good to make the move while he is out of the city for that. That's another reason I have in mind. Now, then we don't have all the crapping around about Smith and all the rest. Just that I made the move. And we've got this arrangement with Greenan. And, you know, we'll just say that I made a contact and we got the deal. And so,
yes.
Your thought is what a change of letters is the deal. Is the
well, that's what they want now. But they're willing to make it public, so it's the same as a move.
I like exchange of statements. Simultaneous statements, I agree with that.
They probably have to go back again.
Well,
I can't guarantee you. Usually they meet on Thursdays, whether they can settle it that quickly, but I think they probably can.
Well, I understand that they can.
But I'll call them this afternoon.
My point is that this is now one of those things where time is important to us for other reasons. And where it doesn't appear, we're going to check for all the back and see you discuss the compromise. And this is the compromise, and let's get it done.
Some ways the week after next might do us a little bit the next week.
Alright. All right.
That we can almost certainly.
Don't suggest a delay. It would take long enough.
Yeah.
My view is that I still call it back. I see that as, you know, any eagerness doesn't. You've even brought it in to me. You talked it over. And I said, well, why not this? You know, you can just say, you want to submit that to him? Here's the deal.
Right.
You.
That sounds good.
Another thing, though, Red Bob, I have to get, well, if I have to get it done wrong, he's gone. He can't be gone for 2 weeks. All right.
See, he'll be gone for 2 weeks, Mr. President, and if he has any, I think he's got the authority to settle this.
Good.
And we can,
good.
The way we
do it. Except to take that Moscow thing, the Washington thing, he probably has got the authority to do that, but he may have. Work on it.
Right. I think he can take it out if I give him the assurance that that they'll win on it.
You just give him a private assurance.
I'll just tell him the facts. I'll tell him we've just shifted our position.
You can come to the president. You've talked to the president. He's got one assurance.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I'll want from him an assurance because you'll need that, I think, in time. That they will start building on January 1st this year. No. All they agree in here is that they'll start building, but they didn't get the day.
All right, fine. What we do is to have the negotiators.
still have...
I can see what I mean, Henry. I think we gotta have something to model that.
I'll fix that. I'll guarantee you that it won't be settled before. You see, once we get this exchange done, Mr. President, the next thing, the next move you can make is to separate out the accidental issue.
Right.
And get that agreement signed this summer. They've already offered it. That you can get done in 4 weeks.
Well, you feel that they came out about like you expected then, right?
Yeah, I thought they're a cool bunch. I thought they are dying to get you to Moscow, Mr. President. And I think it'd be a mistake for us to promise them a permanent agreement. In fact, what I'm inclined to say when I see him is to say your reaction was just what I predicted, that you just make no commitments on Berlin when they are ready for the summit. I said, you think you're doing the president a favor about the summit, you're absolutely wrong. We're not going to pay any price for the summit. We make agreements in our mutual interest, or not at all. But they want you there. About that, there's no doubt, because as soon as I got tough, he started... Bullet Mack said, no, you misunderstood. You have to tell the president we are renewing the invitation. September is an excellent time. It's good time, still good weather.
Now, when do they want to announce?
Well, then I said, look, we would like to make the announcement 4 months ahead of time. That's what we always do with state visits. He said, well, 2 months is a little better. I think they have a massive problem of getting their government to last. I think they really want to, they probably may need some shockers on Berlin. But I think, I'm seeing Bar this weekend, and I think they know there'll be progress on Berlin, and they're using this to...
So it came out pretty well.
But I think this one, I think a salt agreement...
About China,
a salt agreement is going to drive them.
Let me tell you something.
Because this, you saw, I don't blame you with it, what they started with. This is 90% of what we
have. But I just say, I think you're absolutely right. Make private commitment like it is the other. All right, leave Washington and New York out of it. We don't put Washington and Moscow out of it. Do this work out and bring it on at the proper time. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Provided they agree to the freeze on January 1st.
Right.
But even with that data, can't.
He can't put it in the budget.
Huh?
It has to be negotiated.
The date of January 1st?
Of the freeze.
Oh, I see. But you want to have a private understanding?
I want them to agree. We promise him we'll yield on this, and I want them to promise that China did what I had originally proposed.
And that when we agree to the summit, we will set that date.
Right. But otherwise, I can see that everything
has been done. Good. What is your agreement about?
Right.